Hey everyone, it's Michelle the Dreaming Dilettante coming out to you with, I believe, episode number 12 of our creative podcast. So how are you? I have been working in miniatures the last 2 days. I have been putting together a dollhouse miniature kit that aligns with Halloween. So it's a Halloween theme one that I'm going to be sharing with my paid subscribers over on my new Substack. And I think I mentioned that in the last podcast. And if you haven't checked out Substack, it's a pretty cool platform. I'm enjoying not only sharing there, but finding other creatives to follow over there. There's a lot of really great writing that I've been enjoying soaking up over on Substack. So I'll be sure to put a link for you to check that out. You also may be listening to this on Substack. So if that's the case, I'm not crazy. I do know that you can listen to this there. I upload this both to my blog and on Substack. And then I think it goes elsewhere, like where you can listen to it on your favorite podcast players or whatever it is that you choose to listen to podcasts on. I'm finding podcasts lately and looking for, so if you can recommend any, please do. Anything creative based. I haven't found a lot that where they're just talking about creativity. And I'd love to find some more because I think having something playing in the background while you're in your creative space can be supportive, and sometimes we need that as artists or whatever type of creative you are, because it can be a very lonely thing. So if you have any suggestions, please do let me know. As I said, I'm working in miniature. I'm creating a series that I hope to share. A little behind, but I'm hoping to have it all up by the end of October. Because I'm going to be sharing one video a week over on Substack. And this is, as I said, a bit of a Halloween theme one. So if I can have the project completed by Halloween, I'll be sure to share a little bit of it over on the blog so that you can see a photo of what it is that I'm making. But I'm having so much fun. I really did not anticipate enjoying the process of making these miniatures as much as I am. There's lots of things that I'd love the end result of, and having said I've done it, but then when I actually sit down to do them, I just find that I don't enjoy the process as much. Sometimes sewing, like for clothing, can feel that way. I want to have sewn my own clothes, but sometimes it gets tedious and I lose interest in the process. And I find that it's interesting how our creativity comes through, because sometimes you're really into the process and just loving playing with the materials. And then other times it's like jumping ahead to the final result. And I wasn't sure how I was going to feel doing the miniatures because I love them. And I have a dollhouse kit, a big dollhouse kit that I've been wanting to get into, but I thought, let me start some smaller projects. And I had started a little miniature kit. These are basically theme rooms. So they're like think of like a shoebox size kind of room. And I had started one, I don't know if it was last year or the year before. It might have been the year before. And I just really never got very far with it. And I still have it. And I had planned on working on it at my studio. And sometimes I find picking up a started project to be very, very daunting, especially something that's a little more involved. So I got a new kit, and I loved the idea that this was a Halloween theme, and I thought it would be a lot of fun to have these different kits for different part times of the year to put out as kind of like a decoration. So I started yesterday, and I was surprised, and it's fiddly. It's very tedious. Well, tedious, I think, sometimes connotates like, or gives the connotation that it's not enjoyable. Detailed might be a better way to describe it, but I'm really enjoying it, and it's a lot of fun. The one I was working on today was probably the two pieces of furniture I was building today were the most fiddly, I would say. And I'm covered in glue, and I got one point I think I felt a little frustrated, but I persevered, and I'm really happy with how they turned out. And I'm actually remembering now that as a kid, There used to be this subscription you could get, and I got one as somewhere along the line. I forget how it came into our possession, but it was one of these kits that you had forever. Nobody ever put it together or tried to put it together. And I had gotten into the idea that I wanted to completely redo my childhood dollhouse and make it more to my taste at that time. And I was probably 11 or 12, something like that. And I wanted to kind of redo it and make it a showpiece dollhouse. And quickly realized that I didn't have the money to do that. But one of the things I did was I put together this little, it was like a secretary style desk. I think they used to call them that. And it had like a leaf, a drop down leaf, and I stained it and I put the whole thing together, and it was a lot of fun. And I'm thinking of that now, and I think probably the glue on my fingers is bringing me back to that time. And I wonder if you find too that you sometimes go back to a creative project, and I wonder if when you go back to it you feel invigorated by it, or if more often than not you're daunted and kind of want to scrap the whole thing and start over. I tend to prefer starting over as opposed to like revamping a project, a creative project. I t sometimes find it easier to just say, okay, let's just kind of start over from scratch and build something new. And I'm working on sticking to itiveness. That's my new phrase. I'm trying to kind of really finish some projects that I'm working on. And today seems to be the day for tedious projects because I'm working on some digital downloads and trying to get, and it's one thing to design, and I've was so proud of myself. I was in a role today and I was really able to design something outside of my wheelhouse. It's not the way I normally think, and I find it difficult to design digitally, for in this way that I was doing. And I really was struggling. Or today I wasn't really struggling. I was really like in the flow and it came easy and I was so happy. And then when it came down to, okay, now I need to make this something that can be downloaded, that can be printed easily, that could be cut easily out to be used, and be functional. That's when I started running into all the problems. So I still haven't figured that part out, but I will. I will. I'm learning to persevere and sometimes break things into segments where I have my creative part of it and then the tangible part. Because a lot of times, if I'm trying to be creative and the technology isn't working, or the software is not working, or something like that, or I can handle not having creative inspiration myself. If it's me, I know kind of what to do and how to get that working. But when it's the technology that's stifling me, and it's like, okay, I know what I want to do, I know what color I want that to be, or what shape I want that to be, I just can't get it to do it. My patience is tested. I found that when I was recording the podcasts for a while, and I was having problems with the audio software that I was using, and I wasn't able to edit, and I was recording podcasts, and then they didn't record. And when I was trying to edit them a little bit, they didn't work, and I was really, really getting stuck. And I'm finding now that if I just step back and really break things into small bits. So, okay, great, I got the technology portion of it down. I might. Or the creative part of what I was, the downloadable I was creating today down. I'm gonna leave it where it is, and I'll spend the next few days maybe researching, trying to figure out, not trying to actually correct the problem, but doing my own research to see a way, maybe this is a way to do it, or watch some tutorials on how to make it work, before actually trying to make it work, if that makes sense. So, kind of doing the research before, testing any of the theories out. And it seems to help. It seems to make it where I'm, because I sometimes will find something like, oh, that's how I do it. And then I'm jumping, I'm rushing to kind of like finish up how they're telling me to do something, figure out the problem, and just get it done already, so that I can get on to the next project. And slowing down and enjoying the process and being in the moment of creating, I think, is really something to, I think it's worth trying to fine tune, because It's easy to just get caught up in the creative energy, and I love to do that. And I think that's where sketchbooks come in, because you can just play and there's no expectation required. You're not trying to make anything specific. You can use whatever materials you want in whatever way you want. I mean, not that you can't create like this in other ways. It just really depends on the individual, but just having a sketchbook or a space, whatever that is, where you can just, do whatever you want and not have to worry about it looking like anything or being like anything or turning into something or having to be fine-tuned or edited or made into something tangible, where you really can just have that freedom to play, is great because you can have that outlet. And then when you have to dig into the, all right, now let's make this work, you can give yourself a bit more spaciousness, because I think it can be that energy, that creative energy can be addicting, where you're just coming up with ideas and you're like, oh, this is going to happen. I'm going to work on this and then I'm going to work on that. And then I find when I'm in that creative energy and then I always think of them as like a tangible aspect isn't working. So for example, the creative podcast, I might be recording and be like, oh, it's working. I'm in the zone. I feel really good about what I'm recording. Everything's great. And then I go to upload it and I'm getting an error and this isn't working. Like those kinds of things are where I tend to get very irritable. I don't have a problem figuring out technology on its own, but when it's tied to something I consider a creative outlet and it's not, and the technology is not working, it's almost as if there's two aspects of myself fighting with each other. In other words, I can sit down and if I'm trying to get something to work, say, for lack of a better example, in an Excel spreadsheet that's completely unrelated to creativity, and it's just a functional thing, I can spend hours, fiddling with it and trying to figure out how to get it to work, and I don't get cranky. But if it's a creative thing that I'm trying to get to work in a tangible way, yeah, it does. It feels like there's just two aspects of myself that are fighting each other. And yeah, I wonder if anyone else feels that way or if it's just it's just me. Just finished the last of my coffee. I usually have two cups when I have my studio time, and it's decaf. I think I've shared that with you guys before. I have to drink decaf for the most part, especially if it's later in the day. But I just finished my second cup, and I'm actually gonna be finishing up with you guys and uploading this later because it is getting late, and I need to head home and yeah. Do the home stuff. And that's always interesting too, because today I had I was able to create do some work at home, and it was fun. It was fun to have that space to sit down and create, because for the most part I've been creating at home. And to be able to kind of sit down, I thought, oh, I'll just pick at something a little bit. I was start off with research. Let me see what I wanted to work on. And I was really just going to get some information. And then I was able to create something that I'm really, really happy with. If I can get it to work, I'll get it to work. I will. Because I'm setting a goal for myself for launching my little, I shouldn't say my little, but my creative store where I'm going to be offering digital downloads. And I've been really trying to get busy with that, because I'm going to have one store for digital downloads, and I think I'm going to have a second one that's going to have my physical product. I'm debating on how I want to put everything together, but the tangible product I think is going to be initially just stickers that I'm designing right now, where I'm going to be selling sticker sheets, and eventually, I'll go into other kinds of stickers. And I have a goal of selling like stickers with paper and like a whole little thing. And again, I was running into some technical issues with that. So I'm pulling myself back and just letting me give some spaciousness around the learning curve. It's so hard when you get excited about things because it feels like, you're figuring out your art and what kind of things you want to do. And then you have to figure out, okay, what do I want to share? And then how do I create that in a tangible way? You know, how do I learn the technology needed to create it or to share it with a platform? And how do I build that? And it really can sometimes feel like, you know, if you want to jot down a note on a piece of paper, first you got to grow the tree and plant the seed and grow the tree and then cut down the tree and mill the tree. It just sometimes, it all that to get a piece of paper so that you can jot down a note. And I feel that way sometimes. And I feel some, like it's such a slow process. And then I have to remind myself that all of it is being done because I want to do it, right? Because I have lots of other things I could be doing with my time and with my space. And so having to remind myself that this is something I'm doing because I want to do. And it's that resistance I seem to butt up against often, especially with my writing. Or the minute I create a routine, I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this every day. Part of me just is like, no, I'm not going to do that every day. And I have to, but then when I do it, I feel so good and I'm so happy that I did it. So it feels like this forever. It's breathing, you know, it's this expanding into who you're becoming as a creative. And then almost like you contract in on yourself again. And it's like trying to pull it all back into a physical way of being. And it can be really, really challenging. And I just want to share it with you because I don't know how often, I mean, artists talk about or writers or create, I like to use creatives because I think it encompasses everyone who, you know, does something creative because they love it. Whether you do it for a living or just because you love it or a combination thereof. But when you're a creative, I think you hear a lot about how hard it is. But I don't know if we offer a lot of, I think it's becoming more common, but it's helpful, I think, to sometimes hear other people talk about, you know, that they're not always doing it, you know, that even though I'm a writer, I'm not always writing the way I should be. Not even should, like those words, why do we use those words? But I'm not always writing the way I want to be. And not because I don't have time, not because life got in the way, but because I'm just not wanting to write. It was funny. We were watching a show last night. It's very funny. I'm really enjoying it. It's a TV show called Ghosts. I believe from what I saw, it's actually a remake of a British television show, but I think it's hysterical. And it's on Paramount. We had a free trial for it. Anyway, so we've been watching the show, and at one point, one of the characters is supposed to be writing, and someone comes in and says, are you writing or are you watching like dog reuniting videos on YouTube or something like that? And I laughed because she was sitting there and she's like, okay, well, I'm going to write now. And then she goes, but first I need to watch this kitten video or whatever it was. And I was joking and I looked at my husband. I'm like, that's a valid process. And, you know, that's valid in the writing process. Like you need to do. And I laughed. I said to myself, like, you know, you need to move your desk from one side of the room to the other side. And then the desk that was on that side to the other side. Cause that's literally what I did last night. I moved before I was writing. I have two desks on either wall. So they're across from each other in my studio. And I switched everything from one desk to the other and back. So like I basically flipped, didn't move the desks, just the stuff on the desks. And it wasn't just stalling because there wasn't actual very logical reason why I did it. But I did that before writing. And, you know, it's like you have to clean off your desk first or sweep the floor and all these different things. And I think that I believe as creatives for us, it's learning the balance between that necessary breathing space before creating or between creations, kind of recognizing where you need that space to breathe and not force the work, but also knowing when that space has kind of turned into a pit that you now need to pull yourself out of. And it's an ever changing, I think, balancing act. So that's what I have for you today, talking all things procrastination and creativity and struggle. But in the end, we're in this together, and I would love to hear what you're working on. I would love to hear your creative projects. So please do let me know. I want to thank you so much for listening, and I am wishing you a beautiful day. Thanks so much. Have a great time, and I will see you next week.